Thomas spent the next day driving the white truck for the Japanese lieutenant, tending to various logistical errands, hauling goods this way and that along the road. But after a few more days, Thomas yearned to be with his comrades. He gave the lieutenant driving lessons so he could fend for himself. Then they drove to a place not far from Marivelas, where a group of nearly 50 American officers had been assembled behind a hastily strung fence of barbed wire. There was some confusion about where Thomas had come from, but eventually he crawled under the fence and joined the Americans. Thomas thanked the lieutenant for his many kindnesses and then said goodbye.